In our first podcast episode in this series, we discussed David's role as a mighty warrior. He was victorious in many battles. Yet, King David did not win every battle. In 2 Samuel chapter 10, David is fighting against the Ammonites and Assyrians. David won the battle, but the war was not over, in more ways than one. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 and 2 read, "And it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel. And they destroyed the children of Ammon, and he besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. It came to pass in the eventide that David arose from off his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon." Why did David stay in Jerusalem? Why didn't he return to the battlefield against Ammon? We don't know. But the scriptures record that he was attacked on another front with a battle against lust, and he did not win this battle. He took Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah, one of his dedicated soldiers. He tried to cover the event and eventually killed Uriah, and several other of his soldiers died in the process. God sent Nathan the prophet with this rebuke, recorded in chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. "Why hast thou despised the commandment of Yahweh to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the prophet, the Hittite, with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall not depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and hast taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife." If David had gone to fight the Ammonites, this cascading scenario would not have occurred. Perhaps David was tired of war. He did not realize that the war just came in a different form. The Apostle Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour." David had killed bears and lions, but this time he lost in the battle against a lion. He was not vigilant. He was not sober. There's never a time when the battle is truly over. That was true for David, and it's true for us. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour.